Good afternoon, Tyler.
Good afternoon, Lavinia.
The 2019-2020 budget was released recently. Can you give us some information about this, please?
Yes, so the budget that we passed this year, there's a lot of spending that's same from the other years, but there's a lot of new items in there as well. You know, we're continuing on with a lot of the same services that we got to give to our beneficiaries.
Lavinia Adili Hai, Tyler, Abeitluni. Tyler, Uhalo Tihayamanga, Takwa, Kina Yakubi, Pichitigit Lugit, 2019-2020 Mulu, Ilinga Aswayunut. Tyler, Uhayugok, How did you Tihayuk, Takwa Kina Yakubi, Hangit Taulautunut. Taimatsana Kina in Adulat Duigok, Tapani Yarmut, Ilinga Nertumut, Nutanilu, Pichitiha Lutilu.
Continue on with a lot of the programs that are important, like non-insured health benefits, post-secondary funding, a lot of the local DHSD program, and language initiatives and the initiatives related to housing. But again, there's some new spending in those areas too, and the budget that we're passing will show a growth within those files, so our beneficiaries will see that reflected in the budget that was passed this past Wednesday.
Then Tyler Uhammiuk, Sulitaikwa Sulat Saika, you see Tigi Yolangayut, Taiko insurance hangi to it, Ikayu Tigi Yoyuit, Ilinia Vilaria Lahata to it, Amlutako Inusitse to Tigaswani Mutsudai Hatayangit, Uhaus Litani Mut, Ilulitani Mut, Amalutani Go, Kina in Atulamiut, Taiko Kina Yet, Hangi Taulout. Amalo pigovan le taulu tillu sulariya khata yuit taiko ikayutinut ikayuka solluit taiko kina yakuit hangit taulu tut mitugimi.
One of the biggest concerns that we've heard from our departments is ensuring that they have adequate numbers of staff to advance important files like housing, food security, and the child youth file.
Angini pak ismalu tigiya usima yuit namatunik sulari tihagiamut. Taikwa suleriya waswa yunut illulitaanimmut nikhinullu nikitsakhatsianimmut amla sugusinut ilariinullu suleriya khattayui.
Within this budget, we are recognizing the need for more positions, more people to turn their attention to this very important work, and we have approved funding for 11 permanent positions to work on these files.
Taikwa kiinawaya illu Ismalu tigiya uloasima yuit, sulaya titagia lagia mut, ikunatumariu matatakwa sulaya yaugia lead, taimai mut, angi tigiya usima yuit, alpha gia light, sulaya tisait, amatitaulaningini.
Within this budget, you also find a commitment to our civil service. There's a 2% increase in their salaries.
Homalutaiko sulaya tigiyangit, akiliusia hatayangit, putua tausima yuiguk, 2% titut.
And while it's not neatly tied to this budget, I think it's important to note that as we get into our new fiscal year, which starts on April 1st, our civil service will benefit from a new leave entitlement, family responsibility leave, and they'll get an additional 35 hours of paid leave.
Ilingani khatsia khalawan kalwat ni tawa tok ikkanatu magiwuk sulu nuta mi yar mut kina utala li min mata april mi ilingalat mut taikwa sulu ilagingu yuit nu khangat tita khala hatta tilluit ilagingin nik sulu nu khangat tita tilluit ilagya tawlu tillu 35 situn tinik.
And with that leave, they could tend to their family's needs, which would include things like caring for their sick kids or other family members, traveling with them to medical appointments. And on top of that 35 hours, our employees in the land claims area in Nunatsiavut will get an extra 3 days if they exhaust their 35 hours, so if they have to travel with their family.
Giangita aul iahaya pata ania sufila iahaya pata dekwa 35 weeks tuntit ilageta utilugit amlo taikwa sulea khatit labator inu sadasatta usima yup nu nangani yuit asigala nik pingasunik ullunik ilageta usung hatla latilugit sulu taikwa nu mutita waya pata 35 weeks tuntit
So this is a really exciting budget. There's a lot of really good initiatives coming from our various departments, and I think that this budget is a validation of their lobbying efforts, and it's a validation of the tireless work of our staff who have been involved in these files as well. And I think you can really see that in the Nunatsiavut Housing Fund. Last year, the Nunatsiavut government received committed funding for 10 years from the federal government for housing initiatives of $7.5 million each year. So what we're seeing in this budget that we passed was an allocation of $22 million for housing initiatives for this fiscal year. And within housing, we're also continuing our support of the work of Torngat Regional Housing Association. So within this budget, we've allocated over
$2.7 million.
Within housing, there's also budgeted the continuance of a policy analyst position, which will ensure that the housing file continues to receive the highest level of attention, and this position will work with other staff who've been very involved in the housing file over the last few years, and helping these staff organize their efforts, organize strategies and plans related to housing initiatives and funding.
There's
a lot of great work happening within the Department of Culture, Recreation, Tourism, and I think that our beneficiaries have a lot to look forward to within this department and the upcoming fiscal
year.
The language file has a lot of attention within this budget. There's a new position created, a language program coordinator, which means that the department will now have two of these positions to help with language programming.
So
this department will now have more resources to implement programs like the Inuktitut Master Apprentice Program, the Inuvialuit Language Nest, the Ojalahatigit Inuktitut Radio Hour, and some other programs as well. There's also budgeted funds within the department for a comprehensive language strategy to find actionable ways that we can ensure that Inuktitut is strengthened in Nunatsiavut. I'm very pleased that the department also developed plans to get beneficiaries to travel to Oaxaca for the 100th commemoration of the Spanish flu in 1918.
Amalupihumik ukhagiamut kinautasimayuiguk sulu ukhami ulusutu halamut hanimasayaluk 1918 nami sakhilautimamut taikwa kinauyat ilangatitaulami tatsumunga.
This is our history, and there have been so many families impacted by this tragedy, so thank you to Department of Culture, Recreation, Tourism for placing this request in the budget.
Tan ilukusi attigo piusto khagi attigo nakumiu metuine tu taikuninga ilukusi ligi yu yunut tan nakina sakiti tausi mamman.
With this event, there will be 150 descendants who travel to Okak. They'll be able to erect a monument, reflect on stories around the area, and be able to travel across the land during a four-day event.
150 kingu wangu yuit ilagingu yuit khole titaulat tuigo tapani oimi ammalu chakri tauluni sulunau nai kutak unikausi khayunut ammalu namaduin naknu nanganut ai titau gala lutillo.
We budgeted $200,000 to ensure that this event can happen, and I also want to recognize the work of the organizational committees on Okak and the community members who put their name forward to sit on this committee, Nakumikiduns.
Akitidigi yumik $200,000 guk sakitau raswayuk dan sakitau sungulamat taikwa nunalim miut ammalu taikwa katimatigi yangit takunin kamalawasi mayuit nakumigo mayuk taimak pisimamata.
Child and youth welfare is extremely important to us as a government as well, and within this budget there's increased resources for DHSD to continue work within this area.
Sugusilitani mut ilagilitani mullu nutamik sulakhatitala limiyut ilwani sulakhapingata inusitsai tutikaswanni mut piunitsamik tikhatu sungulamata.
And we will look to the future and the devolution of child care welfare to our government. This increased attention, the increased positions will be very important.
Tana siwinit sarin at tinni sugusinut ilakinullo ikayulangayuk ikanatum magyutunillo.
As more work is being invested in the child care file and family welfare, we're having more and more discussions with the provincial government, and it's important for us to have a key point of contact between the province and our government, so there will be a position added specifically for that purpose.
Amalu khai makati chege khamata ta konun cheoka makut amalu province ko makut tai mai mat kinawen sakhiti chiga so ayuit sulakhati sagyal lamik tai na khai makati ditsung hatne amata tai kuninga makhoni ka mauyunun,
which we're tentatively calling the indigenous representative, and that position will ensure that the voice of Labrador Inuit continues to be heard in relation to the needs of our children, youth, and our families, so that they can remain connected to our communities and our culture.
Kainas sulakhati saktai awlangayuk nun ha khasima yuki khatutiuluni tain sulakhatik kamalwalangayuk sulu nipakiyawu tusatitau sung hataniamat ki khatuluni sugusittinik ilagi riyattinik angikhariyattinik nipawu tusatau sung hatalaman.
A director of social development will also be hired within the new fiscal year as well, to ensure that the division of DHSD continues to receive a high level of attention as they implement programs like supportive living program, family connections program, and again working on the Inuit child welfare file as well.
Takwa sulai khatte yangit tamaka yau che sung khatne amata atu tawle hi sung khatne amata lu sulu ikayuti ke yau yuit illuni ammalu ilagi nguyunut ammalu ilagi nguyuit ata khati sung khatne amata ilunainut sulai khatte yanginun.
Within DHSD, the regular programming around mental wellness and healing, suicide prevention, diabetes prevention, and the work around tuberculosis and many other programs will be budgeted within this fiscal year as well.
Ammalu ilwani guk takwa inusitsai tu tika swani mut isamagil lugit sulega yauge lagu swami yu ikayuga swali lugit sulu puvallu tu khatta yuit ammalu sunadunin ulapit sainikut imini hatanimulu takwa nimuti kaswalugit ufalu ikulaumuti kullugin.
As I mentioned earlier, food security is very important to us as a government, and what we're seeing in this budget is the addition of two permanent positions in Nunatsiavut to deliver food programming as well.
Amalo nikhinut ilingatilugut nikitsakhatsianimut pannaiguditsanginnut sulumakhuiallaanik suliaqatti taaditslaammiyut taatsumunga nikhinut ilingayunun.
The commercial fishery file is an important one, and the Department of Lands is continuing to work on the fishery fund and their plans on how it will be implemented.
Amakina tagal lutillu ikhalunnianimmut kiinaiakkuvitsanga sulikiinaianik sakkititslaattuigook taikka ismaluti iyoqattayunni kamagayausunguniattilugin.
The Department of Lands and Natural Resources have hired a consultant and have funds budgeted to develop this project and this plan in the upcoming year.
Taikka katimattigiyangit tigusisimayuigu khautigaitsamik taikka pannagutigiyangit sulagayausungulamman.
The department will also continue with the Lake Melville baseline study to examine the water and the species of the area. And funds have also been budgeted to continue work on Imapivut, the Northern Contaminants Program, and several other programs as well.
Hamlu taikwa kino yakhaniamme yuiguk sulu Lake Melville de mi kamaga yausung khatne mat khawsa tauluni imaga yangit uma yukhutige yangillu amalu kayu siutige yaulluni lutaina imapivut amalu taikwa sulu tayo yuk takhami ilimanat twitch lega yakhutayuk taikwa kino ta mitillugin.
The Community Economic Development Program, CEDP, which is used very frequently by the Inuit community governments, will continue to be implemented by the Department of Education and Economic Development in the upcoming fiscal year.
Taikwa nunalinnut inuit kaamanginnut atuttauinnatuk CEPD ngunigaattak sulik kausiutigi yaulangayuk sulaga yaulunillu ilniatuligi yuyunun.
And the Department of Education has also budgeted for programs related to wage subsidies and other initiatives to help Inuit businesses.
Amalu taikwa sudeha pigi yangita ilinyatu ligi nimut akiliusianit akiliusianut ikayulanga yuigok sulu taikwa ng kayuhatlamata inuit namini khayunun kina liuti khayunun.
With the increased growth of positions and increased growth of our departments, we've also had to ensure that we have appropriate financial staff and IT staff to address this increased demand.
Amalutakuni kamagaswakea mutsulu angiliyataumata unutsi walliyataumata lu sulayakhtiga yangit kamagayaugea khamayutsulu kinawa liginimut sulayakhtiga yangit amalu khakitawa liginimut sulayakhtiga yangit angiliyataugea khasimayuillu.
So we've ensured that an additional financial clerk continues to be budgeted for, as well as an additional IT support staff.
Taima matikuslattuiguk kiinauligi yitsagellamik ikauttimik amalu khagitaujannik ikautti sagellamillu.
Both of these positions were brought on partway through the last fiscal year, but are brought into this budget bill, and we will continue to ensure that our government has the support it needs to carry out the programs and services across our various departments.
Taikwa suliat sait aduina uditau laugalawatteligut akhani ulautu kina iku winginni sulikau siutuki yaulanga yutakpani kina yaku witsaga yanginnik taimaimat nunitseo kaamangata ikautau yutakkuninga suliat saga yauniatunun.
With respect to the Nunatsiavut Secretariat, there have been funds budgeted to continue working with Inuit Tapirit Katatami, ITK, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, and the Inuit Crown Partnership Committee.
Amulutakwa nunatseut aulatsi yillagi gingit sulikau siutigi yaulangayu taikwa suliakati khasungu khatneamata Inuit Tapirit kanatakkunut amalu Inuit Circumpolar Conference taikwa suliakati sungu khatta niatilugit amalu taikwa Inuit nunatsuanginni ikautigi khatayunut sulikau siutigi yaukulugit.
And within the Inuit Crown Partnership Committee, our president is permitted to sit at the table with other Inuit region leaders to meet with the prime minister and his ministers to discuss issues that are most important to our regions.
Hamalu taikwa katimatigi yao yuit inu crown partnership ikaritigi yuit katimatigi yangit itsibakati yakasiyong hatayuk. Nani tuin nak nuna katigi ngituit inu itsibukati yunut katimakati halipata prime minister imik. So lo ismalu tigi yao hatayu ilu hamalu pikuma yao hatayu ito sataw siyong hataniya mata.
So within this budget, there's the continuance of many important programs. Programs that we've seen for the last number of budgets, but also the creation of new strategies, new programs, and new initiatives. I believe that this budget is a recognition that our government is pushing to find new direction on key issues. And in order to continue moving forward, we need people to work on these files. And this budget is largely focused on building capacity. Building capacity across our departments so that we can continue improving programming and services that we provide to our beneficiaries. I want to thank Ochanahatagit for giving me this opportunity to speak to the budget, and if any of your listeners, any of our beneficiaries have any other questions, you know, if they're looking for any more information, you know, I encourage them to check out the releases that we've had around the budget, check out our financial plan, and again, you know, our department is always happy to answer any questions that they may have.
Amalo tu sakti sige ame kina iku bigi ni ataminik. Amalo hanga tu ina kau iga lagu magut si kau iti si uti ni uti tau ngin na hatatut. Amalo apit suri sa hatu apat hanga tu ina hanu tu ina do kowe aso hatatut kau iti tau gamun.
Nakumik.
So I'd like to thank you, Tyler, for speaking to us today about the 2019-2020 physical budget for this year's physical year.
Thank you. It was really great to have this opportunity to speak with you and your listeners. Nakumik Tidi for working to provide the translation. It's much appreciated.
Nakumilu Tyler.
Okay, thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.